Coach Curl proudly supports Carter's cause, raising funds for Heart Kids Australia. Honouring the brave legacy of Heart Angel Carter, who passed in 2013, just 30 days old. All funds raised by Carter's cause go to aid the families of kids born with congenital heart disease. Learn more by visiting www.carterscause.org.au.
Hey there, and welcome to the Coach Curl podcast. And today, just for something a bit different, I'm talking about Gary Vaynerchuk. Hey there, it's Coach Curl here, and welcome to the show. The other week, 2 weeks ago, I think now, we had a fantastic event here in Brisbane put on by a leading international business, a company, and we had the real privilege of having Gary Vaynerchuk here to deliver a keynote. And me being the tragic and storing as much stuff that I can hold on to, that I can listen to at my own leisure. I didn't want to just get the goosebumps and go, which is what people tend to do at these events. They get their inspiration and they go, and in many cases nothing ever changes. I was being I suppose looking out for myself, and I managed to record at relatively good sound quality Gary's talk. And what was really exciting about this was that I was probably only six rows from the front of the stage, so that the sound quality, while it's not exceptional, it's not bad. But I've been able to listen to it a couple of times, and I'm sharing some of that with you today. And I'm sharing that because of some of the messages that he delivered and some of the impacts. Now, I'm not sharing it all, obviously, but I'm sharing some of the key stuff that he talked about. And when Gary speaks, there's a Q&A at the end. I'm sharing none of that, but I am sharing some of the key points that he talked about. So it is with great pleasure. And please excuse the sound quality, and I'm hoping that it comes out on the podcast relatively good, but please excuse it if it doesn't. Please take the time to listen to it. But please find some of the highlights from Gary Vaynerchuk. And I'm going to come back afterwards and I'm going to talk about some of the key things and why they resonated with me. Please enjoy Gary Vaynerchuk in Brisbane, November 2017.
The Coach Curl podcast is brought to you by Think and Grow Business, the home of the Think and Grow Business Mastermind. If you're serious about growing your business, get serious and join a mastermind group today. Find out more at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au. And now it's back to Coach Curl.
That's happening, and it's around mindset. I think that there's way too many people in this audience that are in the excuse business. And the thing that has been really interesting to me is that if you ask me what works for me, it's optimism and gratitude and positive mindset. Like, it's really interesting. To me, life is pretty binary. It's either black or white, it's either yes or no. And the one that matters to me the most is you're either on the offense in your life right now, or you're on the defense. You're either coming up with reasons why not, all this technology, all this stuff, why not, or why yes, all this technology, all this stuff. You're looking at things and you're making a decision. And so for me, a lot of what I've been thinking about is mindset and why optimism works. Literally, 7 minutes ago, in the green room, I'm on the phone with executives at VaynerMedia. I'm getting texts like, a scope that we expected to sign failed, $1 million. Literally counting on $1 million, gone, zero, not happening, right? Another pitch, we were in the final two, $8 million, didn't get it. Literally in 47 seconds, back in the back room, I lost $9 million. And I'll be very frank with you, I'm fucking pumped about it. I genuinely like losing. I like learning from it. I was like thinking about like why, what happened, where we go, where was the misstep, why. Like, it's really incredible. Look, when you can afford to lose it, and I'm sure people are thinking this, it's easier. I get it. It's not like I lost $9 million, Vayner lost $9 million in revenue. But to me, it's not about anything other than mindset. And so the upside is you can only compete against what you can compete against. Right? And so I believe that we are living through the greatest era to be an entrepreneur ever. I think the internet is grossly underestimated, and I think there's a ton of opportunity. But if you ask me what I would want to leave with from this talk today, it's to shift one or two persons' mindsets. You know, to me, it's an incredible feeling to stand up here and expect nothing from nobody and take full responsibility for everything. The telco company that gave it us and we lost it in the back room, the $8 million, I spent 0 days and 0 seconds on it. I was not part of the pitch, I was not part of the process, I empowered all my people. I saw the news in the back room and I took full 100% blame and responsibility. I am fascinated by your upbringing, both your parents and the neighborhood and the siblings and the friends. I am fascinated by your upbringing, the era you grew up in, the macro and micro climates that you grew up in, not the fucking weather, I mean the economics and the politics and that climate. I'm fascinated what made me, my mom, my dad, being an immigrant from Russia, being in America, being in Jersey, like the friends I ran into, baseball cards becoming popular, allowing me to sell something. I'm fascinated the environment that created me in this completely emotional place of enormous strength, which is the engine and the oxygen that allows me to be successful in business and life, and then what is it that other people don't have or didn't have. And I see it. I see how my grandmother parented my dad. I see my sister's and brother's DNA different than mine, you know, just timing and things of that nature. And so I'm going heavy for my opening spot because I need you to understand, too many of you are going to take fucking notes right now and think it's about a Facebook ad. Too many of you are about to take a note and be like, okay, Google how to use Instagram influencers. We'll get to that. I'm about to talk about that. But if your foundation isn't right, you have no shot of long-term success. $50 million business on email and Google AdWords. I didn't want YouTube to come along. I didn't want Twitter to come along, right? I didn't want Facebook to come along. I didn't want Snapchat to come along. I don't want voice and Alexa skills and podcasts to come along. I'm not looking forward to VR. The problem is technology and the way we live doesn't care about my opinion or my feelings, and it doesn't care about yours either. And so you can walk around Earth and judge, oh, it's so sad that all these kids can't communicate because they're on the phone anymore. Or you can walk out tonight and have dinner and see people at a table and nobody's talking to each other and they're all on the phone and you're judging. And you can talk about a day and age when it was simpler and nicer and all this. Nobody gives a fuck. And if you don't adjust to the reality of the situation, you will be completely left behind. And that's it. Too many people are executing or hoping or trying to figure out how to live in a world that used to be or the way they wish it was versus attacking the reality of the world. And here's the reality of the world, my friends. The cell phones that you're all holding right now or in your pocket are the remote controls of our society. They are the single most important thing in the world. There's nothing close. Literally, I would rather have somebody roll up on me right now, stab me with a knife, and steal my wallet than lose my phone. You need to figure out how you communicate to the world as an executor. Which medium? Some of you can do all three. Some can do two. But watch what's been happening over the last 10 years. In 2002 to 2004, it was the era of the blog. It was bloggers. How many people here were a blogger from 2002 to 2005 at any point? Raise your hands. So some of these early pioneers, like, they felt the impact, right? Right? You were blogging, that was it. That was the medium, WordPress, or, you know, even going back further, like, it was just a very important medium. YouTube had been yet to be invented. You know, it cost too much to stream video online. There was no video players. Podcasting then came in 2005 and 6, had a little blip, but then right quickly after that, Twitter came out, YouTube came out, and everything shifted to short form writing and video, right? And then in the last 2 years, audio has risen again. How many people here now listen to a podcast? Raise your hands. How many of those hands did not listen to a podcast 3 years ago? Raise your hands. Hold them up. Actually, you know what? Watch this for visual. We're going to do this one more time. How many people watched, how many people are listening to a podcast now? Raise your hands. I want people in the front to look around, see what I see. All right? An insane amount. Now, of those people, of the people that now listen to a podcast, stand up if you did not listen to a podcast 3 years ago. I need you to look around. Because if you want to understand why I'm standing on this stage right now, I didn't say sit down. If you want to understand why I'm so blessed to sit on this stage, is I have a unique, uncanny, I take no credit, my parents get all the credit, ability to slightly understand what you're about to do before you think you're going to do it. And so what I do is when I know something's coming, I have humility, and this is a word that I would love for people to look up, understand, and start really becoming religious about. For all my ego and peacocking, for the ones in here who've been paying attention, it is my humility that has allowed me to be successful, not in the way that I interact with you and being kind, because that's kindness. In the humility that when I believe something new is emerging, I take the perceived risk of going there first, spending countless hours with no clear ROI in the short. How many people in here have left ungodly amounts of money because when social came along, they said, well, what's the ROI of Facebook and Twitter? Do you know how many people here will lose the next frontier because they're going to debate what the ROI is of buying or building a $30,000 to $50,000 Alexa skill or briefing for their business? A lot. People don't have the humility to take the risk of their time. I'm not even asking for money. The fact that you didn't have the humility to waste 3 hours a day, even though you had the audacity to want to be an entrepreneur that lived on your own terms, fascinates me. And I'm going to repeat that statement for all of you again. The fact that you don't have the humility to try the new stuff because your time is so valuable, yet, in parallel, you have the audacity to want to live a life where you don't work for anybody and you make your own, blows my mind. Until I die, and I expect to win the whole thing, until I die, I will never deploy the audacity of the situation that I've asked for, which is I've asked for the loneliness of being a number one. I've asked to be able to choose my path on an everyday basis. I've asked to be an entrepreneur, and I know that you don't get to hang out or rest on your laurels. Literally, everything I've done up until an hour ago is completely irrelevant to where I'm going next. And so many people get some little level of success and start thinking they're somebody. I looked at a couple of you who tweeted me and like pumped and can't wait to see this. And then I went and they're hungry and they're gonna do it and their bio says I'm gonna be this and that. And then I look at your Instagram and you've got 11, 14, 23,000 followers and you haven't replied to a single person that's left a comment on a post in the last year because you think you're somebody. And so I believe that once you get your mindset right of accountability, empathy, gratitude, humility.
Join the group of people impacted by seriously simple stuff to get you unstuck. The first book by Tony Coach Curl. Available at Amazon, Tony's Simple Stuff provides the tool for people to master your life and aspirations. 20% of every book sold supports Carter's cause. Back to Coach Curl.
Okay, so that was Gary V. It was an amazing experience. There was 1,400 people in the room, and there would have been so many different things that people took away from the exercise, having Gary here. But some of the key things that I took away, and really there's probably three. One is the business of excuses. And when he said really quite simply at the front, too many people in this room are in the business of excuses. You know, they're making excuses about economic factors. They're making excuses about, you know, not having enough time to drive down on their dreams. They're not in a position where they can create the content that they need to create to make an impact. They're not getting enough clients or whatever the excuse may be. People are in the excuse business. And that was a really relevant A to myself, because part of what I do is to really drive excuses and help people drive out that excuses from our lives, because we all have our agreement with reality, and that agreement with reality is shaping the way that we live. We live according to our agreement with reality. So if we're always looking for reasons why things aren't happening, it is because of that. It's because of our perspective. It's because of our perception of the world. And if we're happy generating excuses as to why stuff's not getting done, that's not the way to live your life. That's not the way to live your life. So next time you start to think about being in the business of excuses, think about that. Think about that. Why are you creating excuses on your own lack of performance? And that was something that really resonated with me. The second thing, be a practitioner. You know, and you can see this on your Facebook feeds. We have so many people out there selling us products, selling us an idea, selling us a concept that they haven't delivered themselves. So they're selling an idea. And Gary talks about being a practitioner and leading by example, by doing and being and doing and achieving success. Whatever that success may look like, be a practitioner. Get off the couch, get off your backside, and get out there and get it done. And if you're going to pay money for people, make sure that they're, as in to provide advice, to provide ideas, to provide concepts, make sure they're a practitioner. Ask them to show their results. You know, I've sat down with so many small businesses in Brisbane. I've communicated with many right around Australia. And the social media expert that has 100 people following them on Facebook and on Instagram may not necessarily be the social media expert for your business. You know, look at what they're doing, not what they're telling you. You know, be a practitioner. If you want to be seen as the best digital marketer, be the best digital marketer and get the results. Get the results. Get the results. Be a practitioner. Don't just get an idea, borrow someone else's idea. Don't just go to a workshop and hear something for the first time and then say, I'm going to teach that. Be a practitioner. Show the results. Show the competency. It helps build trust in who you are and what you do. And you can guide the way based on experience. So be a practitioner. Second point. Third point, take advantage of today. It doesn't matter what's happening 12, 18 months, 2 years. Yes, you want to have an idea on that. But if there's a huge opportunity today, take it and be doing everything that you can today to be utilizing what's available today. As Gary talks about, he talks about now is the greatest time in entrepreneurial history. And my challenge to that internally is that I think any time during history has been a great time for entrepreneurs to create change, to innovate, to agitate, to disrupt, whatever wording that you want to use. It's always been a great time. So maybe it is the greatest time at the moment because of the advent of technology. I really like the concept where he talks about technology is not concerned with your opinion. So yes, you may go to a restaurant, you may bemoan the fact that everyone's sitting there on their phones instead of talking to each other. But unfortunately, that's the reality. You know, in the old days, families would go to breakfast and dad would sit there and read the newspaper. The kids would get the comics out of the newspaper to pore over. So it was just a different medium. So think about that. Don't bemoan technology, because technology doesn't really care. It's just going to continue on. Someone's going to develop AI to the stage, to a much better stage than what it is now. And it's going to become a factor in our lives. We're going to have robots taking over a lot of menial jobs. And this is a message out there to all frontline first-time leaders. Don't expect your company not to embrace artificial intelligence and robots to lead teams. Don't think it's a human trait to be a leader. Think about that. So if you're a leader and you're not developing yourself, if you're not growing, stretching, and getting the most out of your team, your company may have a choice of employing a robot to lead teams. Unemotional, detached, follow the rules. Who knows? Who knows? Don't think your role is safe. You've got to make sure that you are the best and that you are creating the best team. So a little bit of a sidetrack there. So I hope you don't mind. But please, technology doesn't care about your opinion. It's going to continue to march on. And we need to accept that. That's the world that we're living in. That's the world that we're living in. And but also what's going to happen is that technology will start to lessen the impact that we're looking for. Look at your Facebook feed now. You know, covered in ads, covered in the stuff that you engage with. But have you really heard from people that you haven't been engaging with? Is the Facebook feed as exciting as what it was 5 years ago? 5 years ago, I used to see everyone's posts, it seemed. And now, it's reduced drastically. So technology will create the algorithms based on our behaviours. Maybe that's going to be some of those downfalls of some of those social media platforms, because if we're not seeing, if it's not delivering everything that we want it and need it to be, maybe we start to give up some of that. Who knows? But at the moment, it doesn't care because it's going to continue to march on. So the three main points again. Don't be in the excuse business. Be a practitioner and take the opportunities that present today. And I think no matter what quest that you're on, whether it's to lose weight, get fit, create a business, be an entrepreneur, become an overnight success after 10 years of struggle, no matter what it is, those three things can have an impact on you. Okay, don't be in the excuse business. Be a practitioner and take the opportunities today. What today brings, because no other day matters. Thanks for listening to the Coach Call podcast. I hope that you've been able to stay right to the end. A very special one today, sharing some of the, it was only a snippet. It was only like 8 or 9 minutes out of a 1 hour, 14 minute keynote. So there was so much more that Gary talked about, but those were the three key things that I took away. So thank you very much to the team at Think and Grow Business. Once again, without their support, we wouldn't exist. Buy my book, Seriously Simple Stuff to Get You Unstuck. I believe that life really is simple. We're the ones that make it hard. So it's not easy, but it is simple. So understand what it is that you want and go out and get it. And there's no other way through the course of history, through our experiences as a human race, that things happen. We want something, we make it happen by getting off our backsides and doing it. And Seriously Simple Stuff to Get You Unstuck may just be the catalyst that you need to get out there and do it. Finally, Carter's Cause, carterscause.org.au, helping families of kids born with congenital heart disease. We're creating funds, we're raising funds, and we're raising awareness for Heart Kids Australia. So get out there, carterscause.org.au. Any sort of help that you can provide, we would be greatly appreciative of. So that's it for today's episode of the Coach Call podcast. Until next week, don't forget the golden rule. Just don't be an arsehole. I'll see you later.